you talk about Billy Parker. How did you meet and how did you get to be his agent?
Billy Parker is just one of the most wonderful people in the world. And if it wasn't for Billy Parker and Red Steigall, I would have never done this professionally. Billy was playing around these beer joints, I'll call them, basically for tips. I'd go watch him and talk to him. I said, Billy, we need to play somewhere better than this. My brother, Archie, had played music around, and Francis Self. I had she's a relative, she of ours. She had a good band and played around. And so I said, I'm going to book you some of the places where Francis plays. And so the first one I tried was the Elks Lodge south of Bartlesville, the rock building. It's still there. Somehow I got acquainted with them, talked to them, and I booked Billy Parker there. I gave him $60. Now, I know he had never made anywhere near that before for playing, and he was very, very happy with that. I continued finding places like that, and we had that radio show out at KFMJ. He got me a job out there on weekends, that weekend DJ, and I've probably gone down in history as the worst disc jockey in the world. I heard some of those tapes later, and I said, I can't not believe it. You know, dude, I can't believe they let me stay on. But anyway, Billy got me hooked up out there for that. He told me, he said, I want you to be my manager. And I said, I want to be. And he said, all right, draw up a contract. And we'll do it. I said, okay. And that scared me to death because I didn't have a clue what a contract would look like. So time goes by, and he's playing here and there. He mentions it every once in a while. Go ahead and get that contract, and we'll sign it. Well, as he says later, he didn't have a clue how to do a contract either, because he didn't even get as far in school as I did. So here it is 60 years later, and we still do not have a contract. It worries me. I'm afraid he'll leave me. I'm afraid he'll dump me for Jim Halsey or something.
That's great.
And my deal with Red Steigall is kind of the same. I hooked up with him in 78. Now, Billy was in the late 50s with Red in 78. We never even thought about a contract. What a wonderful, wonderful man he is.
By the way, I've interviewed Billy Parker for VoicesOfOklahoma.com, and so I would urge people to listen to his story, which is a good one. And he, of course, talks about you, even says some nice things about you, Ray, and I don't know if I should edit that out or not, but I'll leave it, I think.
I'll have to listen to that.
Yeah, but about Red Steigall, interesting how he did that Western Swing version of Somewhere My Love theme song from...
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
It is. I was listening to that, and then I realized Roy Clark did it too, to have country Western people take a song like that, which was not country, and record it. Uh-huh. How did that come about?
Well, Red, we did the whole album with songs like that on it. I Left My Heart in San Francisco.
Okay.
I can't even remember now all the songs we did on that album. And every one of them was just fabulous like that. Red's one of the most brilliant men I've ever known in my life. He got 2 or 3 degrees from one college. He's just a brilliant, brilliant man. He came up with that idea. Well, it worked good. I think that's just beautiful, that song.
Yes, it is. And I was listening yesterday to his song, Lone Star Beer and Bob Wills Music.
Yep. Yeah, that's one that changed him from hamburgers to steak.
And it's interesting about Red, and I want you to tell this story. He actually had polio when he was 15, and he taught himself the guitar and mandolin to strengthen his arms and hands.
Yes, he did. That's true. His mama, I think, taught him. She played piano and all, like a lot of those school teachers do back then, and she got him the mandolin. You know, he goes on stage when he's done the guitar, he turns it with the back of the guitar up by his shoulder, and he can reach with his hand and take hold of the neck of it. Then he pushes it back up, and nobody in the audience ever even have any clue that he's doing that because he don't have anything in that arm. He moves his fingers enough to play, but he can't do anything else with that arm. Mm.
Then he was in Hee Haw about six times, and he did a couple of movies, Benji the Hunted in 87. Yeah. What is he doing now?
He does a television show every Monday night called Somewhere West of Wall Street. It's on the RFD channel.
How old is he?
He's 6 months younger than me.
Okay.
80. Me and him and Billy are all within 6 months of each other. You like to know how I met Rhett?
Yes.
I was driving up Harvard Street, and I heard that song come on there, Somewhere My Love, by Red Seagull. I pulled over and stopped to listen to it without any interruption. I just couldn't believe what you said, the Western Swing. I drove on about three or four blocks further after it was over. I went in Bill's T record shop there. They had it. And I bought two copies of it. One I sent to my brother in Springdale, Arkansas, and the other one I kept for myself. The next week, I listened to radio having breakfast, and Jack Fox said, this next guy's going to be in Stillwater this coming Wednesday night or something for the Block and Bridal Club thing at the university. I said, well, I've got to go see that. So I went. Didn't find anybody to go with me. Nobody was real sure who he was. But when I got there, they were sure who he was because they were totally sold out. I couldn't get a ticket to get in. So I walked around the building, and a guy was unloading his product, caps and T-shirts and records and stuff. I introduced myself to him. I said, I drove from Claremore, Oklahoma up here to see this guy, and now they're sold out, and I'm having trouble getting a ticket. He said, well, you won't have any trouble if you help me carry this stuff in there. He sat down at the table with me and stay as long as you like. His name was Wormy. He wrote two or three of Red's songs. He drove bus for him and handled his product sales. I stayed till he was over, and he introduced me to Red. Red said, well, if you like this, we're going to be in Oklahoma City Saturday night. I said, well, I sure did like it. So on Saturday night, I drove to Oklahoma City. Took a friend with me that trip. I booked him for the Johnny Lee Wills Rodeo at the fairgrounds there in Tulsa. He played that, and after that, we went out to eat that night someplace on 11th Street there, stayed open. And he said, you know, I'd like for you to do more booking for me. I'm very unhappy with who I've got right now. And I'd sure like for you to do some booking for me. Not necessarily exclusive, until we see how it works out. So I hooked up with Red Seagull.
The relationship lasted all these years. Did you do any recent booking for him?
Oh, yeah, I still do all of that. Yeah. All he's doing right now, he had that virus real bad, so he's over. He's doing his Monday night TV show, and he's doing the radio show for years. Every little radio station in America, I think, plays it, where he interviews cowboys and different famous people. Somewhere West of Wall Street is taking off pretty good for him because there's nobody having any music. Right now, he can't book anything. So Those are only two things he's got going now.
He has a great, great voice and so much character to that voice.
He's just an absolutely wonderful man. I love him. His family has made me part of their family. He's got four brothers and one sister. He had a brother just die a while back, but they never have anything family that they don't include me on it. Yeah. They have any kind of family gathering or something. If he don't call me a sister, Will, or one of his other brothers,